Here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us this evening. And, of course, we want to send big congratulations to the Western New York Flash for winning the NWSL title yesterday in the most dramatic of fashions. We are all very proud of you, the entire Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family, and all of us here at WISL. You have made us all very, very proud here in Rochester and all over upstate New York for your great accomplishment this season. And we have a big guest on at 7:05, the MVP of the championship match, who stopped three penalty kicks in the shootout. Sabrina D'Angelo, Canadian international, will be with us to talk about that dramatic final. We will also have with us at 6:40 Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly. Speaking of penalty shootouts, he'll be on to discuss Friday's tough shootout loss to New York Red Bulls 2 that ended the Rhinos season. We'll also have Dick Howard, who's celebrating the Canadian Thanksgiving today up in Toronto, and Michael Lewis with us as well to talk international and U.S. soccer. And now Joe Sirianni, our host, is chomping at the bit to talk. So here he is, the one and only Joe Sirianni.
Well, you know, you said congratulations to all those beautiful ladies that played soccer, and I've never seen any so dramatic. I watched the game in the comfort of my living room, and I was sitting, and then I was walking, and then I was nervous, and then I was walking around the house. I was kicking. I had my daughter here from Florida, and she said, "Dad, are you playing the game?" Because every ball that they kicked, I also kicked. But I was so relieved that we went in overtime, and then when we came to penalty, you know, my heart started beating fast, and what a show. What a show. I mean, it was.
Well, before we even got to the shootout, I mean, we were waiting till the very, very, I mean, I thought to myself, that's the latest goal I've seen in a match in the 124th minute since the Lancers in 1971 when they scored when there was unlimited overtimes. But they left it to the absolute last, practically last head of the game, and Lynn Williams showed why she was the MVP of the league, coming through with a dramatic goal to tie the match. And then in the shootout, I think both teams were feeling the pressure, Joe. And Sabrina came through when it was needed for the Flash.
Three penalty saves. Can you imagine that?
I've not seen that in many years.
And she was fantastic in it. You know, the game. You know, the game itself, and it was kind of, you know, boring a certain extent.
Well, you know, part of the reason why, Joe, is because that field was in absolute terrible condition. I was very surprised that you could see the dirt flying up and the ruts in the field. I mean, it was just not conducive to pretty soccer. It turned into a war of attrition.
Yeah, I was amazed at all the high balls that they played. They had more head balls than they did the ball in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's because of the field conditions. They couldn't play ball. They were saying in the press box, you know, during the commentary that all the passes were going astray, and it was because of the field conditions, I think, more than anything. We'll ask Sabrina about that as well, but I got one thing I want to say, and again, nothing against Mr. Jeff DeVeronica, a great friend of ours and a great friend of this show and of all of soccer in Rochester, but DNC, you should be ashamed of yourselves. The Buffalo Bills play 16 games. The game against the Rams was basically meaningless, okay, in the grand scheme of things. That gets the headline at the top of page one in the paper and the big headline in the sports section. The Western New York Flash, who have won 4 championships in the last 8 years, the most successful team in upstate New York. Not only that, they're the only women's professional team in upstate New York. They get relegated to the bottom of the page after winning the championship and the way they won it, as a 4 seed beating the 1 and the 2 seeds in extra time and then the championship in penalties. You should be ashamed of yourself, and you should apologize. And I hope the people out there who are soccer fans write into the DNC and voice their complaints one way or the other. That was a disgrace.
Boy, Andrew, I never saw you so animated.
I'm upset about this.
You remind me of Charlie Shano.
Well, whenever, you know. Charlie, I'm sure, would be saying the same thing.
I too. I mean, I just I'm just disappointed because much like you said it and explained it very well, you know, very seldom you have so many accomplishments. And it is still bad that the Rhinos didn't win.
I know.
You know, because they would have been...
Something to say about that, too.
We would have been, you know, truly the soccer town USA. But, you know, we'll talk about the Rhinos in a little bit. But certainly, you know, not Jeff. I really don't blame Jeff. But I blame the sports editor.
Exactly. That it has nothing to do with Jeff DeVeronica. He would certainly push
justice. It doesn't do justice to other sports other than football.
This accomplishment deserved front page, period. I mean, this is a huge accomplishment for this very young team to win a championship with nobody. They were picked to finish last in the league, and they won the title. But and we'll talk more about the Flash in a second. Really quickly on the Rhinos. There's a lot of controversy in that match at the end when there was a penalty called in the 119th minute when the referee was 20 yards behind the play. You know what? I don't have a problem with the referees calling penalties because it happens. They're human. But if you're going to be, you have to be consistent. The Rhinos in the second half, or I believe it was in the second half, they had a clear penalty that was not called where Steven Dos Santos had his shirt pulled when he was going for a head ball that was delivered from across outside the box. It was right in front of the referee. It was a clear tug of the jersey. It was not called a penalty. The Rhinos would have won in regulation if that had been called, most likely. So, again, unfortunately, things like that happen, and we'll talk to Bob Lilly about that in just a second. Before we do that, I want to mention real quick, again, if you want to support the earthquake victims in Italy, in the Amatrice area, we have another great event happening this coming Sunday. Joe, tell us all about it real quick.
It's going to be at the Italian American Sports Club at 1250 Buffalo Road. It's going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. It's pasta dinner. Just like all the pasta that you want to eat, meatballs, bread, salad, and stuff. And all the money is going to go to the Amatrice disaster in Italy. And I invite everyone to come and participate. 1 to 5, you can call 594-8882. That's the Italian American Community Center, because we work in conjunction. The two clubs are working together to raise the money. We already had the dinner at the Italian Community Center. This one's going to be at 1250 Buffalo Road. So don't make your wife cook. Come over there on Sunday the 16th and have a great dinner there.
And you won't find a better meal in Rochester on that day at that time, believe me. You want to be there and support all of the victims of that terrible earthquake in Italy that happened recently. So, again, it's this Sunday from 12 to 4 at the Italian American Sport Club, and we encourage you to be there. Coming up next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash. Top-notch monogramming is embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers. Top-notch monogramming is Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear. Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016, to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2016 at Rochester Rhino Stadium and for the last 21 years. Season ticket packages for the 2017 Rochester Rhinos are now on sale. Become a season ticket holder and take advantage of the Genesee Brew House Beer Garden, the new Bourbon Bar, and great concession stands like Zweigel's Nation and the Royal Rhino. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to hear about exciting early bird special offers. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and very happy to welcome back to our show the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, you get your 2017 season tickets. They're on sale now. All the details are up at the website at rhinosoccer.com, all the price points, all the benefits that you get for being a season ticket holder, or you can give the Rhinos a call at 454-KICK. Bob, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, guys.
How are you, Bob? Have you recovered?
I'm good, Joe. Little bit of chilly nip in the air, but it's winter is coming, right?
It sure is. And I wrote in my notes, Bob, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I think we experienced that this weekend with the Rhinos and the Flash. I mean, both image matches went to penalties, and the emotions from Friday's match with the Rhinos losing and the Flash winning, just you can see the how that works with this penalty shootouts, and it was a great weekend for soccer, but unfortunately for the Rhinos, it means the end of the 2016 season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough way to go out. You know, I'm really proud of the guys with, you know, obviously fighting back twice in the game and then getting ourselves ahead. Overtime, you know, we played really well. We were aggressive from the start. I thought had a great start to the game, and they, you know, they probably got their first goal against the run of play. We responded immediately, gave up a tough goal before halftime, but we started the second half strong, got that goal back, and we're chipping away. And you know, on the road against the best team in the league this year. You know, we in effect tied them all four times this year, three times in New York and once at home. And, you know, this tie, we just couldn't win in penalties. But, you know, we did a lot of things right. You know, it wasn't the perfect game, but I think there were two very good teams putting enormous pressure on each other. And, you know, the fact that we were able to battle and, you know, put ourselves in position for a massive win in New York, you know, the guys deserve a lot of credit. I mean, we lost once in our last 20 games. So, you know, it's exciting that even after a championship, we weren't complacent. Took us a while to get our rhythm with a lot of new faces, but, you know, the ability of our team at the end, I think, proved we could play with anyone, beat anyone, and unfortunately, you know, some things, you know, are not always in your control. You know, it's a tough call. I don't agree. Seeing it on tape, I don't think that's a penalty. And there were, you know, some fouls on DeSantos and Tosh that in the overtime the refs just let play go on. And, you know, I think New York's chasing the game and he kind of waved play on. And, you know, it's tough because, you know, now you're going to call a touch foul in the box that, you know, the player was looking for a bailout, and it's just tough, you know, but you got to look at, hey, what did we do? What did we control? And certainly I think the guys showed no fear. We went in there to go win the game, not steal the game. You know, we took our penalties well. I think the guys played with a lot of confidence. We scored 6 goals in our 2 playoff games. So, you know, things we had been working on all year, you know, I think guys stepped up and delivered in the biggest games. And for a young team, I think they showed a lot of character throughout. And so for me, it was a great season, but certainly a disappointment not to get the result in New York.
Bob, just from my take, just there's nothing to be ashamed of it because much like you said, you had a young team, you brought them to the semifinal, you know, and they played really, really well. So, but sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. Unfortunately, this time they didn't go our way. And, you know, we look, Andrew and I were talking about the refereeing sometime. They make the game, you know, go hooray. And I'm not a fan of the referees per se, but my God, you know, sometimes you wonder about what they're doing, what they don't do, what they see, what they don't see. But they're humans. That's about the whole thing. So,
I think we accept that. I don't think guys are, you know, I think it's a tough way to go out, but, you know, there's things we could have maybe done better that would have put us up by 2 goals at that point or, you know, win the game in 90. And so we know it's part of it. You're going to get some calls, and I think our guys handled it well after the game. It's never easy, but, you know, New York has had a great season and certainly, you know, had a very difficult foe in front of them and found a way to hang in there, get their goals, and certainly got a tying goal late, and we're able to convert 5 for 5 penalties. I mean, I think both teams took their penalties extremely well. Unfortunately, one of ours, we missed the target, but, you know, I'm sure it was a great game to watch, you know, and you know, maybe tougher for our fans, but in terms of pure entertainment, I think it was a pretty entertaining game.
It was, and I was watching the game at my wife's uncle's in town from Sacramento. He's not happy after the Republic were knocked out by Orange County earlier in the playoffs, but I was there watching the game, and and hanging on every kick, and they're all looking at me like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "I'm watching the Rhinos. I got an extra time." And then when those and then when Wall Fall scores that goal, I'm going nuts. And all of a sudden, I get the penalty gets called at the end of the game. I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" But anyway, Bob, next year's not too far away. What do you anticipate to see from a player perspective? Are you hoping to get most of our guys back, or are some of the guys maybe looking to move up to try to get to MLS? What are you thinking at this point?
Yeah, well, today we had our team meeting today. Tomorrow and Wednesday I'll do a lot of the individual meetings. Guys will be heading out of town here in the next few days, some of them in the next week. Obviously at that point, we'll review all the players. Some are under contract going forward, some are out of contract. So, we need to assess that, and that'll be tied into budgets and everything else with the organization. So that'll take, probably three, four weeks. We'll have a clearer picture on, which players are coming back. I would expect a pretty good number with the group that we have. It's a young group that I think has the potential to get better. But we're looking to get better next year because the league will be better. We won't rest on this season. We need to get better and hopefully put ourselves back in the hunt again next year.
Well, Bob, we're certainly looking forward to it, and it was a great season. I mean, you think about it, you look at the whole season as a whole, it was a great year. I mean, we took the Red Bulls all the way to the brink in the Open Cup, and this team may very well be the MLS champions. So it shows the quality of our side, and I know we'd love to have you back on in a little while to talk about the player situation when things become a little bit more clear. But we want to thank you for all of your graciousness and being on our show whenever we ask you to be on, and we wish all the team all the best. Joe, real quick, Joe.
No, and Bob, I just want to compliment you on the job well done, Pat, and the whole organization, because you guys had a lot of class and a lot of hearts in what you're doing. So from me to you, congratulations and best wishes.
Thanks to both of you. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Thanks,
but I appreciate
Bob.
All the support you give us, guys. All right? Take care.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll keep everybody updated on what's going on with the Rhinos throughout all of the offseason. But next up, we have international soccer. We'll talk to that with Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
I'm Charles Schiano Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness. Then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Assini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Cooja Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. Website is davidolivodmd.com or give him a call at 328-3382 to make an appointment to get your teeth cleaned, to for a consultation if you're having some problems with your teeth or gums. And Dr. Olivo will take great care of you. I just went to see him last week, and I'll be going to see him next Monday because, unfortunately, he's got to fix an old filling for me. So I'm sure he's going to be very gentle and have no pain at all. So, anyway, Dr. Olivo, are very happy to be him to be our title sponsor on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Dick, how are things going up in Canada? You guys are hopefully you're celebrating Sabrina D'Angelo winning the title yesterday from the
what a great performance. Three key saves. Isn't it ironic though that the key save was against fellow national team player Diana Matheson?
And you have to wonder if she might have known what she was going to do on that penalty. But actually, the penalty really wasn't that well taken, to be honest. It was practically right at her. So, but you know, they succumb to the pressure sometimes, the kickers and the goalies.
You're tremendous,
you know,
in it. It's an exciting game, very competitive game against the Washington Spirit, and she made some key saves in the game, and fully deserving of the MVP award. But it was great. It was on the Canadian Soccer Association website today, and smiling away, and rightly so too. Great performance, and also a great performance by the Rhinos. We'll let Michael talk about that, but that was also a cracking game to watch on the YouTube.
It was, and unfortunately the Rhinos didn't come in. When you get to penalties, it can go any way, and one
it's a lottery, isn't it? Thankfully, in the World Cup qualifiers, they're all now, if you get a tie, you get a tie, and it stays at that. But no, it's always tough when we go to penalty kicks, and I know we've talked about this before, but what other way can you use to decide?
Sometimes, the referee decides for it. So,
Joe's never going to go to the referee.
Are you talking about the penalty kick, the late penalty kick?
No.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, Dick, there was another call that was not made. I don't have a problem with that penalty, but there should have been a call made in favor of the Rhinos where Dos Santos had his shirt pulled in the penalty area going for a ball. It was right in front of the referee, and it wasn't called. It was a clear penalty.
Anyway, Joe, you'll be happy 1-1, and then Immobile comes through with those late goals.
Oh, my goodness.
Against Macedonia. Otherwise, it would have been another upset, wouldn't it?
And definitely, and I don't know if you watched the game against Spain. I mean,
I watched every minute. I fell for Gigi Buffon. I've done that myself. Come out for a ball, missed it completely. And as we've always said, the net will always stop the ball going any further. You make a mistake, you're punished for. And
but
uncharacteristic, though, Joe.
I know.
Dick and Joe, I got to say this.
the accomplishment that Italy has, that they've never lost a World Cup qualifier at home, is got to be one of the greatest sports accomplishments in all of history.
Well, they were close.
But it doesn't matter. It's unbelievable that from going back all the way to the very beginnings of the World Cup in 1930, they have never lost a qualifier at home.
I tell you, I got to give it to Spain because they had the ball for 85% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
They made Italian run around. You know, they just made them look like little kids. But at the end, you know, the tie was warranted, I guess.
That's right. So, anyway, today's matches, the big one was Netherlands 0, France 1. Paul Pogba with the only goal of the match. And the other matches pretty much went to form. No surprises. But, boy, was there a big surprise on Thursday, Dick, when Faroe Islands won away, I think, for the first time ever at Latvia. Our good friend, I'm sure, was watching down from heaven.
Incredible, isn't it, when you get those kind of results and the Azerbaijan, you know. No, but the one game I follow, I watched the whole game, and I saw an outstanding display of goalkeeping. You know, in the England-Malta game, young Andrew Hogg was just superb for Malta. It meant that England only won the game 2-0, but it could have been 5 or 6 if it had not been for the Maltese goalkeeper. Outstanding display.
Did a fantastic job. And so Monday, the World Cup qualifiers for Europe are done for a while, but we're going to have, actually there's some more tomorrow, I shouldn't say that. It's going to be Germany against Northern Ireland. That should be an excellent match.
Wayne Rooney on the bench for England against Slovenia.
That's right. And then that's on ESPN2, by the way. And then a full slate of games in South America starting at 4 o'clock on beIN Sport. Remember that the highlight game will be Chile against Peru. Chile doing very well right now, but it's Colombia-Uruguay will also be a great match. Argentina and Brazil will play Paraguay and Venezuela, respectively, in the evening. So that'll be a good one.
Yeah, it's business as usual. Uruguay, you've got there, you know, doing well. Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil. What a performance for Brazil. That first half against Bolivia, 4 goals, and Neymar was just unbelievable. The only way they could stop him was by fouling him, and he understandably got very frustrated, but it was vintage Brazil in the first half. Just a superb display.
Yeah, he looked like a WWE wrestler in the second half when he got busted wide open.
They travel on to Venezuela. They should get a result there. But the big one for me, Andrew, is that Uruguay-Colombia game. Uruguay, as always.
Canada and Morocco, I think you'll be watching that one too, I would imagine. The Canadians are the match against Morocco. They did well against the Mauritania, I believe it was.
Yeah, they got a 4 second-half goals against Mauritania in the 4-0 win. Although, having said that, Mauritania could have scored on a penalty kick. The Canadian goalkeeper saved a PK in the first half. A tradition by Canadian goalkeepers stopping penalty kicks.
They play in
Morocco. It'll be a lot tougher game tomorrow. Yeah. It's 3 o'clock. It's streamed. You can watch it live streaming if you're in Canada and listening to the show. But it'll be a lot more difficult than the Grand Stade in Marrakesh against the Morocco team, who had a scoreless tie in Gabon last week in World Cup qualifying.
So, Dick, before we let you go, we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, because today is the Canadian Thanksgiving, the same day as our Columbus Day, and I know that we're Joe and I, are very thankful that you're part of our show.
That's for sure, and I hope you didn't eat too much turkey.
No, all healthy food, Joe, all healthy. I enjoy the pasta when I come and see you and Andrew in Rochester.
Very good, very good.
Well, we hope to get to see you at some point in the near future, make a trip up here. I know you weren't able to do so recently, but... You know,
I hope to, guys, in the not-too-distant future. But, again, congratulations, Joe, and hopefully England will come through tomorrow against Slovenia.
Thank you.
Okay, Dick,
ciao,
we'll
guys.
Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every week on our show. And coming up next, speaking of Canadians, we will be joined by a Canadian hero and a hero for the Western New York Flash, the MVP of the championship game, Sabrina D'Angelo, will be with us on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
local sports leader.
You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016, to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The 2016 NWSL champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to their historic title run this past season. 2017 Flash season tickets are now on sale. Reserve your seats for all 10 Flash home matches and receive exclusive perks for being one of our most dedicated fans. Come cheer the Flash as they look to repeat as NWSL champions. Call 271-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Song always brings a tear to my eye,
yeah,
especially when after you win a championship,
yeah.
And it's thank you, Queen, and thank you, Freddie Mercury. Anyway, welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and we are very proud and honored to have with us right now the MVP of the NWSL Championship match, the Flash beating the Washington Spirit on penalties by 3-2. And the
and
championship
big saves.
And the three saves were made by our next guest, the goalkeeper for the Western New York Flash. And Thanksgiving Day up in Canada is Canadian international Sabrina D'Angelo. Sabrina's appearance brought to you by the Flash. You can get your 2017 season tickets by calling 271-KICK or going to WNYFlash.com. And Sabrina, what can I say? Hats off to you. Congratulations on just an unbelievable match and an unbelievable season.
Oh, no. Hello?
Hi, Sabrina. Congratulations on a fantastic match and an unbelievable season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me tonight.
Well, thank you for being with us. I'm sure you're getting inundated with all sorts of media requests. Everyone wants to talk to you, the hero, the heroine of the match yesterday. But first thing I have to ask you, you have to do me a favor. Ask Taylor Smith to give me Wednesday's lottery numbers because she's got to have the power of prognostication. She said that you were going to save three penalties in the shootout, and you did.
Yeah, it was crazy. She said it to me, and I was like thinking in my head, no way, three, that's a little bit much. But it ended up happening that way, and I'm so happy it did.
And you need, I mean, the Flash needed all three of those saves to get out in regulation of penalties and not to go to extra penalties. But I have to ask you, the goal that Lynn Williams scored in the 124th minute, you're down at the other end of the field. You're thinking to yourself, my goodness, we're just, you know, seconds away from losing this match. And you saw the goal go in. What was your reaction when you saw that goal from Lynn go into the net?
I saw Jess serve that ball in, and it was perfectly weighted. And then all of a sudden, you just see Lenny come in, headed in, and I'm back there, and I'm screaming yes, because I knew that as soon as she headed that in, we were going to win the game. There was no doubt in my mind that when I got the PKs, we would get the job done.
Sabrina, just I watched the game in the comfort of my living room, and let me tell you, I was a nervous wreck. Because I couldn't sit. I walk around. I screamed at the television. I screamed at the players because it was a really difficult game for both teams to play. I mean, there was a lot of area balls, a lot of head balls. There was no really ball control, and every pass that they were made, they were being intercepted. So I was, you know, nervous and upset. And then when they got into the 18, you know, for some reason, instead of shooting and hoping for a rebound, they would pass the ball. I'm sure that the coaches must have been nervous and upset. How did you see the game?
I mean, I think if you're going to ask anybody on our team, we're going to say, and I'm going to agree, that it wasn't our best performance of the year. And, I mean, it kind of does describe our team, that it was a gutsy performance. We fought. We were physical. And, I mean, Washington came out and they got the better of us, especially in the first half. But we fought from minute zero to 124, whatever it was, in the dying minutes before it went to PKs. And, I mean, that's sometimes how soccer is. And we're a young team, and we'll obviously build on it. But, I mean, I'm so proud of the group and so thankful that we were able to get that tying goal in the last minutes, and then I was able to do my job in the PKs.
So making three saves, I mean, how did you feel after the first one? You say, and then you face the next shooter, and you know, and they score, and then all of a sudden the next shooter comes up, and you saved it. I mean, what? How much confidence they give you for the next, you know, to face the next shooters? Your heart must have been beating fast.
Yeah, I was. I mean, before he called the whistle to go into PKs, I looked at my parents who were in the stands on that end that I had finished the second overtime in, and I smiled because I knew it was going to be okay. And after saving Krieger's the first one, and then, I mean, it just felt great, and that's a huge confidence booster for myself and the team, and I think it totally helped. So, yeah, it's an amazing feeling, and it's not often that I went with my gut and gambled, but it worked out in my favor.
You know what I really got in my heart, and my so that when the coach came down from wherever he was, you know, and you guys, especially you kept running. Everybody ran to him and gave him a big hug. I can, there must have been a really connection between winning and the coaching, that he's such a nice guy, basically, and the victory was shared by everybody. But I saw you running to him and hugging him and stuff like that, which is very heartwarming.
Yeah, I mean, Paul put out this philosophy for us and helped us buy into what he believed in, and we trusted him from day one and what he was teaching us and getting us to do. And there was a special chemistry that he built within the team, and we took it and ran with it. And I mean, it's been such an honor to play for him and to play for this team this season. You don't get coaches like him that come around often, and the whole coaching staff and the team in general. And I mean, to be able to do that for him and the rest of the coaching staff and the entire team, it was an honor and a privilege.
Well, we were talking earlier with Dick Howard, your fellow Canadian, who's on our show every week, Sabrina, and we were talking about the last penalty where you went up against your Canadian teammate, Diana Matheson, and we were speculating if you, because of your knowledge of her and her game and playing with her with the national team and winning an Olympic medal, did you know where she was going to go with that penalty, that very last one?
I had an idea, but she is a very good player, and she's able to switch it up. So she had scored on me in regular season that direction, and kind of what she practiced at the Olympics, so I just went with my gut and went for it.
How about that? And the penalty, it had to be absolutely nerve-wracking. I mean, there's so much pressure on all the players to perform, and you can see there were five penalties missed out of 10, which is very unusual. What were the players who were taking the penalties? What were you guys think? What were they thinking? What were they talking about as this penalty shootout went through from beginning to end?
I mean, when we were in the huddle, we were confident that we would get the job done, and obviously I'm not with the team as they're taking the PKs, but just seeing them walking up towards the ball and getting ready to take their shot, I had all the confidence in the world that they were going to get the job done. And obviously Kelsey Weiss made a couple good saves, and so it was my job to make a couple saves as well to help them out, and that's what ended up happening.
Just watching the penalty shootout on YouTube right now, and I still cannot get over Lynn's penalty. One step and she just pops it into the corner without any kind of nervousness or anything. It was incredible. I'm like, what is she gonna do on this? And just an easy score of a penalty, like on that fourth penalty.
Yeah, that's why she got the golden boot. But she would do that in practice too when she's practicing against us, and she can go both directions, and it drives us goalkeepers nuts that she's able to do it, trust me.
Sabrina, just a technical question. When you're facing the people and they're taking the penalty, I think it's much harder for you to save if they take a strong kick, whether it's direct to you or whether it's indirect, aim to the angles. Slow penalties, the goalie has an advantage because you can see the ball. But when they take a hard shot, you hardly can see the ball before you react to the ball's in the net. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, when they strike them with power and we kind of have to wait before we take our dive, it's harder to get to the harder shots. I will agree with you on that. And sometimes when they side put them, it's a little bit easier to read and go, but I'm not quick enough to read the cue, so I go with my gut and kind of guess a little and gamble, and that's the way I do it.
Maybe I should ask you for the lottery numbers. You were guessing right yesterday.
No, Taylor Smith still.
So what was the reaction when you guys came back today from the fans in Buffalo at the airport?
Oh, my gosh. They were absolutely unbelievable. There's a group of them waiting for us. They gave us flowers. I got a stuffed animal elephant, which I'm so grateful for. And just to see that support for our team and the people there who love us and have followed our journey, we are so thankful for the fans that we have here in Buffalo. And we hope that they continue to come out next year, and we hopefully build a bigger fan base because our team needs it, and then we appreciate it when the fans do special things like that for us. We are very grateful, and it was just unbelievable today. We felt like professional players today, and, yeah, it was truly amazing.
So Sabrina, what's next for you now? Are you going to Florida to relax and get a suntan or what?
Close to Florida. I'm going to go to South Carolina, back to where my old stomping grounds for university, and just take a little bit of time off before we head back in with the national team. Just relax a little. It's been a busy year and a successful year, and yeah, some time off will do me well.
Well, Sabrina, we thank you for being with us on the show, but I know you're very busy. You've got a lot of people who want to talk to you after that incredible performance, but we appreciate you coming on our show and expressing yourself and talking about yesterday's title win. We were all very proud of you, of all the team, and we're already looking forward to next year. And, you know, when Rochester loves a winner, so when you win a championship, the fans will come out and support you guys, so even more than they do now. So that next year is going to be even bigger, so enjoy yourself, savor this moment, and we'll hopefully get to talk to you down the road, not too distant future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sabrina D'Angelo here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the MVP of the NWSL Championship match. When we come back, Michael Lewis of the U.S. Soccer Report on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I'm Charles Schiano, Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Schiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
On Sunday, November 6th, St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, will have their annual Christmas Bazaar from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The chapel will have its annual Christmas items to sell, and there will be many vendors selling their crafts as well. All are welcome to attend the bazaar.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Assini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Donuts Delight, part of the Salvatore's family. Empire at Culver is the location. The number is 288-5555.
or go to DELITE.com. My wife and I had breakfast there on Saturday. They serve breakfast to 1 o'clock, and you can't get a better breakfast in town at Donuts Delight. Definitely check out. You get breakfast pizza, omelets, eggs, pancakes, all the good stuff you love for breakfast. And it's clean, and it's those waitresses are fantastic. Again, it's Empire at Culver, the classic Donuts Delight. Michael, good evening, and sorry we have such a short segment. Next week we're going to have a longer segment with you. We had Sabrina D'Angelo on. I'm sure you watched that NWSL championship match and were amazed like we were about three penalty saves in one shootout.
She was magnificent. That's the best I could say, especially after making a bad decision on Crystal Dunn's first goal. She rebounded very well 2 hours later, though.
So the U.S. men, they had a 2-0 win over Cuba. Again, the field conditions, I think, were the big story. Fortunately, there was no U.S. So, Michael, we were talking about the New Zealand match coming up tomorrow at RFK. What do you expect to see from the national team?
Better field conditions, it better be. I think there's an interesting story going on with the U.S. team, Terrence Boyd, who hasn't played in almost 2 years, coming back from after four operations on his knee and his calf. He hasn't really played for Red Bull Leipzig yet, and I'd like to see what he could do, probably in a reserve role, maybe in the second half. Great story there, because he was ready to give up soccer at the age of 25 in May. And we all love great stories, and that's a fabulous human interest story. We're talking U.S.-New Zealand friendly. It doesn't mean anything except for players trying to impress Jurgen Klinsmann. Maybe they can make the roster for the Mexico and Costa Rican matches coming up. I think you're going to see a lot of players playing hard. I could not make a prediction outside of the usual suspects of, Bradley and Josie Altidore in the lineup, and probably Sasha Kolesin. I think he's earned a spot there. But after that, I think Klinsmann's going to give a lot of young players a chance.
That's what we're expecting. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow. We'll be on ESPN, live from RFK. Michael, real quick, the big matches in the MLS Eastern Conference this weekend. Red Bulls at Columbus, D.C. hosting New York City FC, and Montreal hosting Toronto. Big playoff implications for all those matches.
Definitely. Basically, the Red Bulls and NYCFC, if they win out over their final matches, they'll finish 1-2 in the league. So they got destiny in their hands or at their feet, whichever way you want to look at it. Toronto is chasing them. I think Toronto might be sputtering a bit because they've given up points at home lately, valuable points. And, it's funny. Columbus is coming to New York 2 weeks in a row at the end of the season. I don't know how the MLS schedule maker did that, playing at the Red Bull Arena this Sunday and a week later at Yankee Stadium. So even though they're trying to get into a playoff spot, they could wind up playing spoiler as well, too, for at least the Eastern Conference champion.
Well, Michael, we appreciate you being on the show with us. As always, sorry, we had a couple of technical problems there at the end, but we'll be on for longer next week. We're going to talk about CONCACAF changing their World Cup qualifying format potentially. We ran out of time tonight. We'll get you on next Monday. Have a lot more time to talk. So thanks again for being with us on the show.
You're welcome. I understand. It's not every day you win a women's national championship. I understand.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thanks, Mike. It's
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I also want to, before we go, we want to give a big congratulations to our good friend and the host emeritus of the show, Charlie Sciano. He was honored today by the Italian-American community after Columbus Day celebration.
Lifetime achievement.
So thank you.
And being the past president of the Civic League. So congratulations to Charlie, and congratulations to all the people that attended the Columbus Day dinner today.
Again, thank you very much, Charlie.
Don't forget October 16th.
This Sunday.
Just come and have a great dinner at the Italian American Sports Club, 1250 Buffalo Road.
And we'll have, again, it's for the Italian earthquake victims. All the proceeds, every penny goes to the Italian-American earthquake or the Italian earthquake victims. So support them. 1250 Buffalo Road, 12 to 4 on Sunday. I want to thank our guests, Sabrina D'Angelo, the MVP of the NWSL Championship match, Dave Maurer for setting it up. Thank you so much for your help this season, Dave. Bob Lilley, the coach of the Rochester Rhinos, and Casey Nucci helping out with all those interviews from the Rhinos this year. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. We'll be back next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want to note that.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.